Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 16th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Language AI use. Musk versus OpenAI. Siri scaling dilemma. AI in Mercedes. Language AI use. A webinar dives into efficiently using language models, avoiding common mistakes, and tackling legal considerations like data protection and copyright. CET editors Hartmut Gieselman and Joe Bager offer insights into how modern language models work and their practical applications. They cover technical foundations, resource requirements, and system costs. Legal aspects take center stage with CET editor Holger Bleich discussing data protection, copyright, and transparency obligations that will affect operators starting August 2025 under the EU AI regulation. The session is geared toward professionals using language AI and enthusiasts exploring AI applications. Scheduled for April 29, 2025 from 10 to 1, early birds save 10 euros, paying 59 euros for the ticket. Musk versus OpenAI. Elon Musk's request for an injunction against OpenAI has been denied by a court, with OpenAI stating that Musk failed to demonstrate the viability of his claims. Several of his lawsuits have been completely dismissed. OpenAI seized the moment to make a clear statement, accusing Musk of using the lawsuit to serve his personal interests and his AI company. Emails from Musk allegedly showed his intentions to merge OpenAI with Tesla, and after failing, he left the company. Observing OpenAI's progress later, he reportedly responded with baseless lawsuits while attempting to mimic OpenAI's strategy with his billion-dollar venture, xAI. OpenAI counters Musk's allegations regarding a planned transformation of its nonprofit organization, insisting their charitable structure remains vital. For-profit subsidiaries have long existed, aiming to better support the nonprofit mission. Interestingly, Musk himself in 2017 called for an evolution of OpenAI's framework and later founded xAI as a public benefit corporation. OpenAI terms the current lawsuit as cynical and self-serving. Siri scaling dilemma. Apple is grappling with the unpredictable nature of generative AI as probabilistic systems can be inconsistent. According to a Bloomberg report, Apple's new AI features for Siri reportedly function correctly in only 66 to 80% of cases. This was revealed by Robbie Walker, a senior director at Apple, during an internal meeting. These new features aim to enable Siri to access users' personal data and interact more precisely with apps. Walker described the setbacks as ugly and embarrassing, especially since Apple had already publicly showcased these functions. A new timeline is set for 2026, but it's not yet confirmed, as other projects might take priority. Despite the challenges, Walker praised his team's efforts, emphasizing Apple's commitment to quality and not releasing unfinished products. AI in Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz is setting a new standard with its latest CLA model, showcasing an intelligent transformation. At its core is the Mercedes-Benz Operating System, or MBOS, which is not just a software update but a complete rethinking of automotive functionality. This system turns the car into a personal assistant on wheels, thanks to artificial intelligence that learns, adapts, and anticipates driver preferences. Google Gemini enhances navigation, offering real-time responses to traffic and weather changes while recognizing driver habits. ChatGPT, in its tailored GPT-4o version, acts as a sophisticated in-car assistant. Safety is enhanced with features like eye tracking and intelligent fatigue detection, ensuring focused driving. Mercedes-Benz is shifting from traditional car manufacturing to pioneering intelligent mobility. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.